Hi, I'm Claire, and my story is a little different than it happened just a few weeks ago. A lot of these are from the distant past, right? So, a couple weeks ago, my friend Ellen called me and said, "My neighbor has COVID and can't use tickets to this jazz show at Keystone Corner." And I don't know if anybody here has been to Keystone Corner. It's a jazz club down in Harbor East. So, Ellen and I go, and we got these tickets out of nowhere. We're not, familiar with who the artist is, and we have no idea what the space is going to be like. So we go in, and it's maybe not unlike this space. Like, there's a bar, there are some like cafe tables and booths, and it's kind of like a dinner club. Like, you sit down, you have to like order food or drink. So we're sitting down, and the singer comes on, and she's real, she's lovely. It's a nice space. There are everyone's dressed really nicely, and it's like a little like older, more sophisticated crowd. And I would say the crowd's about two-thirds black, one-third white. And I only bring that up because there were three guys that kind of stood out. And there were three guys, all sitting separately and all sitting by themselves, who were just there watching the show. And they were all white in their mid-60s, I would say. And all of them just obviously loving the show, loving the show. And I was like, that's really cool, actually, that like if you don't have somebody, like your friends or your partner, like aren't into the same music as you are, that you would go to and just go and like have an awesome time. And there was one guy in particular that was like so into it. And I couldn't really see his face. He was kind of like two-thirds turned away from me towards the stage, and towards the end of the show, the singer says, "Oh, I'm going to do one of my signature numbers. It's Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin, and somewhere beyond the sea." And she's like, "And we have a very special guest with us tonight, a very famous, wonderful, one of the greatest actors of our age, who played Mr. Bobby Darin in a major Hollywood picture. Come on up here, Kevin Spacey." And the guy that I was like, good for that guy. He's having a great night. Runs up there and, turns around. It's Kevin Spacey. And they just like hug and like take pictures. And then she sings the song. That's the finale. And then, like the lights come up in the house and like everybody's going. And I would say everyone's like burst into applause for Kevin Spacey, except for me and Ellen, who are like, what? Like, what, like pedophile Kaiser Soze? Like, no. And in case you don't know, Kevin Spacey is famous for playing, being an actor who won two Oscars and I think some Emmys for being Frank Underwood on House of Cards, which filmed here in Baltimore. But he's been in the news most lately because in 2017, an actor named Anthony Rapp, who people probably remember as Mark for Brent, accused Spacey of assaulting him when Spacey was 23 and Rapp was 14. And in the aftermath of that, 15 more people came out and said they had had bad experiences with Kevin Spacey. And he was tried in 2022 twice, once in the US and once in the UK. In both venues, he was acquitted. He was not convicted. So he sort of retreated to Baltimore. Apparently, he really liked it here when he was shooting House of Cards. And then, we were like, people are like on the way out. They're like taking pictures with him and going up and saying how much they like him. And then I was walking out and I was like, oh, right. My friend Elora was in a bowling league at Mustang Alley, which is right around the corner from Keystone. And Kevin Spacey was in the bowling league, and the man walked free. He's allowed to go bowling, and he's allowed to go to live music and live where he likes. But that was, but I was guess surprised that people like burst into applause for him. So whenever anybody talks to you about like cancel culture or like people's lives being ruined, like they're not. This guy was super prominently, like this is the first thing that people think about him now. And he's fine. He's living in the greatest city in America. He's in a bowling league. He goes to live music. He's fine. fine. So if someone's a creep, call them out on it. Thank you.